Well, it's nice to be back after the last three weekends at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish, doing their three weekends of their stewardship renewal. Then I was missing from that parish for 3 weeks when I was doing our parish renewal. So here we are. Today's first reading from the first book of Kings, as well as the gospel passage from Mark, both center on the actions of two poor widows. And the gospel passage is frequently referred to as the story of the widow's mite. But you know, taken together these two stories, we could really give them the title, The Mighty Widows. M-I-T-E is the widow's mite, M-I-G-H-T-Y is mighty. And so there's a nice little lyrical thing going on there. Well, in the first reading, Elijah encounters the widow during a terrible famine. She's preparing to make one last meal for herself and her son before they die, before the food runs out and they're going to die. And Elijah, acting as God's messenger, tells her not to be afraid and asks her to give him something to eat before preparing a meal for herself and her son, which is kind of odd, isn't it? And in an extraordinary act of trust, a real leap of faith, and heroic hospitality, she agrees to Elijah's request. And then Elijah assures her of God's special provision for her because of what she has done, telling her that her jar of flour shall not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And sure enough, the widow and her son were able to eat for a year, just as God promised. And in the gospel, Jesus observes the crowd as they make their offerings to the synagogue treasury. And he sees wealthy people coming up and putting in large sums. They say you could also hear the amount of money going in because they were coins that they were putting in. They didn't have paper money. They had coins. And so the bigger the coin, the larger the amount it represented. So, you know, he could hear those coins really jangling down into the basket or whatever from the donations of those who had lots of money and were well off. But then he sees that a poor widow contributes just two small coins. But those two coins were all she had. She gave everything she had to the synagogue treasury. And seizing on this moment, Jesus calls the disciples to himself and tells them that according to his calculations, because, you know, God's calculations are different than the way we calculate, according to his calculations, it's the widow who has made the most pleasing offering. Because unlike the rich who gave a portion of their surplus, the widow gave all she had from her whole livelihood. She gave from her own need. She continued to give. In the eyes of the world, particularly in biblical times when there was no life insurance or social security, these two widows were dependent on others to take care of them. That's how it worked. They each found themselves in desperate situations. One during a famine and with a child to care for, and the other one clearly impoverished. Yet each demonstrated strength and generosity that distinguished them from others around them. So where did they get their strength to do such a thing? Why would they do such a thing? Well, their strength came from this. It came from knowing who they are and whose they are. And whose are they? They are God's children. Their strength came from knowing that they were daughters of the Most High God, and they put their complete and total trust and faith in Him. They had no need to panic among natural disasters or cling desperately to their meager resources. Their faith in God set them free to trust him when all seemed hopeless. Their faith kept them detached from material possessions, and their faith allowed them to be brave and generous and to think of others despite their own trials. And these are all good qualities to have, aren't they? These women saw themselves as stewards, not owners. Stewards of the resources that God gave them, regardless of how much they had or didn't have. Because when you're secure in what God gives you and grateful for what God gives you, there's no place for envy or jealousy. Because you know you're being taken care of by a loving God. Acting as stewards made them gracious, generous, and mighty widows indeed.